Well, good morning. Welcome to another Radio Fishing with a much older Fish and Frank and Robert here. Quite a weekend. Christmas party, birthday party, all kinds of stuff going on. And Robert himself, you know, thank God for Robert and his wife. They were over the house early Sunday morning helping clean up and do all that stuff. You looking for something to put on there, Robert, so you can hear?
It's all good.
All good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we got to get down to a fishing report. We're getting lots of emails. The audience is growing on Radio Fishing by the day. I think we're up to 500 listeners a day, and we want to thank you very much for that. And if you, of course, you can email me, frank@fishandfranks.com, if you have any suggestions about the show, you know, like shut up and don't do this, or thanks and keep going. Any of those things will work. But, Robert, what's up with the fishing?
Well, we got a pretty little chilly cold front that's only going to last 2 days right now, but it's been cooling down every day for the last couple weeks, so the temperature is pretty good as far as lowering it down every day, and the fish are getting a little bit more stabilized. Still tricky fishing because we're on a full moon and a cold front, which is always not a real good combination, but the main thing is go out in the afternoon. See, early morning is not the best feed going on.
It's a good time of year. It's December 16th, 2013, and with this chilly weather, there's no reason to get up at dawn's crack and be out there before daylight. It's the only reason you want to do that is just it's downright beautiful out there at that time of day.
Absolutely.
But the fishing is going to get better between 9 and 10 o'clock is when that fish will really light up for the next couple days.
Yeah, and even throughout the day as it goes on and on, progresses throughout the day with this full moon, the fish will start to feed more heavily as the afternoon goes and into the evening, and it's mainly because it's warmed up the day and the fish are starting to get a little bit more active as that, you know, sun starts to set.
Same as me. I'm not that active when it's chilly in the morning. I, you know, the sun gets out, I get a little warmth on my back. Okay, I can move around now. I'm ready to go.
Exactly.
You know, for right now, I'm still drinking coffee. You know, it's still 6 o'clock in the morning. All right.
If you're a diehard sheep's head fisherman, that's good. If you're a trout fisherman, getting up early is fine for both those fish. But if you want a mixed variety of species, you know, you got to start with the trout and the sheep's head in the morning until the mid to late mornings, and then progress over to the snook and the redfish and any other species you might have in mind.
All right. What's going on up in the Peace River? Have you heard anything?
The trout are moving in there a little bit more. They're starting to be a little bit more consistent. There's a lot of little black drum and some trout right around the I-75 bridge and around those little islands close to it. Further up the piece, there's redfish up there around the little islands and stuff, but you've really got to work for them. You know, even the whiting have started to move up there too in that main channel, you know, in the two little main channels just on the other side of 75. Still not super consistent, but getting
anything up around better. 41 going on?
About the same species right now. You know, there's less snook than there was, you know, a week ago, but that could change overnight. The black drum are a little bit bigger, less numbers, but definitely in the bigger size in that 20 to 30 pound range. There has been a couple Atlantic croaker being caught there too.
That's
which is
one that
neat.
We didn't see for years and just started showing back up, like flounder, sawfish. They were gone for a long time. Then all of a sudden they started coming back. It's really kind of cool. Took a while to identify them the first time. I hadn't seen them for 15, 18 years.
Yeah.
So anyway, the canals in Port Charlotte, anything?
There's been some good sandbrim. Sandbrim bites been starting to pick up, having a lot of customers catching those as bycatch while they're fishing for mangrove snapper.
And way better eating than almost anything in the harbor. Kind of a saltwater crappie almost. So
definitely.
PGI, what's been going on over there?
A lot of nice jacks. There's some jacks in the 5 to 12 pound range.
The most fun fighting fish in the world.
Without a doubt. A lot of juvenile tarpon starting to show up inside there. Still some big black drum. Obviously, there's a million mullet in there getting ready to boogie out. A bunch of them already did with this full moon. But there's still a lot of mullet up inside there.
And So if you, what about Hog Island, up around the Mayaca River, Elgamine, anything up there? A week ago, there was a bunch of little redfish.
Still a bunch of little redfish. There's been some better snook there in the Mayaca cutoff, along with a few bigger redfish. And then up, especially on the northern end up there towards Tippy Canoe, on the front side on the Hog Island bar, there's been some redfish out on the grass flats and oddball pompano. Oddball bonnethead. There's even been a few sheep's head cruising around out there in some of those sand holes on the Hog Island side.
Wow. All right. Well, as long as we're doing Hog Island, we'll just go down the west wall. What's anything along there?
Still a lot of rat reds. I mean, there is an abundance of those. So, you know, if you're going to fish the bushes themselves, I would suggest using a circle hook, even though I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah, they
it's
suck.
A good but time of year
the only time
for those.
They're good is those little redfish.
Yeah, those little rat reds, even though they're 12 inches long, they will eat a hand-picked shrimp all the way down to their stomach, like right now. They're voracious appetites.
They could bite, chew, swallow, digest, and start to poop it out before you can even set the hook. I mean, amazing little creature.
The bigger redfish are kind of still sticking out a little bit. There's a few oddballs in the bushes and at the mouths of the creeks, but there's been some better ones from the radio tower south out on the bar. Along with a few bigger trout, not a lot, but the trout that have been over there have been much better quality than anywhere else.
Well, let's swing around the corner. What's up, Turtle Bay, Bull Bay?
Turtle Bay and Bull Bay, basically for Turtle Bay, the bushes have got a mixed variety of redfish. If there are slot fish in there, the majority of them are staying in that very low end, like 18 to 21 inchers. Some still about the same size fish out there in the sand holes along with the trout. There has been a few sheep's head over there moving around some of those little oyster patches in the mouths of some of those little creeks there.
I heard some stories of snook back by the clam beds.
Yeah, there's been some snook back there. There's snook all over through there right now, actually, but they're moving around a lot. They're kind of staging up now. A lot of the fish have left the beach in the last week, and there's just, you got little droves of snook coming through. A lot of peanut snook with a few bigger snook. But they are moving around a lot. You might not see them there right now, but in 20 minutes, a little school will come by, or you come back to that spot 2 hours later, and it'll be stacked with fish again.
Now, going up the tailing flats, going up towards, from Whidden up to Catfish Creek, how are the reds out in the tailing flats?
The reds are okay over there. Still the same thing. You know, they're in that low slot size, 17 to 21 inches. You're getting the occasional 24-incher, but most of them are on the smaller side to undersize. Some of those oyster bars and those clam fields have got some nicer sheep's head. Not numbers by any stretch of the imagination, but they are better quality fish. Been some good mangroves, too, right there at the mouth of Whidden Creek.
All right. Placida trestle, is sheephead picking up?
Sheep's head are definitely picking up, without a doubt. Not an abundance per se, and I mean, you've been saying it for months that it's going to be a good season but not a phenomenal season, and I think that's what we're going to see, where we're staying just steady, not anything major, just a good steady consistent flow.
I know just north of there, up around some of the docks as you go up the intercoastal towards Lemon Bay, they've been doing pretty good on some of the sheephead. A lot of redfish up in that area.
Yeah,
just
those
north
have been
of
a little
Placida
better.
Yeah, big redfish just from Placida come out of the boat ramp, that bay right there, the docks have redfish, all that. And then if you go up the intercoastal, what's happening in Lemon Bay? Anything up there?
A bunch of bonnethead sharks, a few unidentifiable smaller sharks. I'm guessing that most of them are going to be like juvenile black tips or sharp nose. There's always a good probability of sandbars this time of year, which of course are protected. So make sure if you're going to keep any of your smaller sharks,
look for white dots on the side.
Be 1,000% that you know what you're catching. Realistically, when they're juveniles, it's very difficult to tell most of the species. So my suggestion would be only keep a bonnet head just to play it on the safe side. Because if you can't identify a bonnet head, you're in trouble.
Yeah. Picture a hammerhead with a shovel on his nose. But going up around the Venice beaches, anything up there you heard about?
Still a few kingfish out there. Some of the bigger kings have been in within 5 miles around the crab, the stone crab pots that are out there. Lots of Spanish mackerel, few bluefish. In closer to shore, there's still been some very good quality whiting. The jennies are starting to see a few more sheep's head, about the same as Placida. So if you don't want to fumble around on the rocks or have to fight some guy off of one little tiny spot there, just go to Placida. You'll catch the same quality and numbers of fish as you, as there, with less grief.
Now, how is that going to hold true down to Boca Grande Pass?
Same thing. All along the beaches right now, there's still some scattered kings, a few bonita, lots of Spanish. Most of the Spanish are a little bit smaller. There's been some very pretty good numbers of barracudas, too, on some of the near shore reefs. So if you're fishing close to those, be prepared to lose your king or your Spanish to those guys. If you stay, you know, a little farther away from the reefs, you'll catch the kings and the Spanish without the barracuda activity.
Okay, so anything happening in deep water you heard about?
The red grouper bite is still really good at about 60 to 90 feet of water. Been phenomenal on some really, really big red grouper, like 25 pounders at about 30, 35 miles out. 40 miles out, there's been some quality scamp, still a few dolphin around, an oddball blackfin, and there's even been a couple reports of some guys seeing sailfish but not hooking any at about 40 to 45 out.
Well, let's swing a little bit closer, start down by Sanibel working up. What's going on down by Sanibel? Anything?
On the beaches, kind of the same scenario with the whiting and a few sheep's head and oddball flounder. If you work on the intercoastal side, you're going to be hitting all the deeper sand holes and just drifting along for some better quality trout, a few pompano, a lot of bonnethead sharks. Up along the bushes down there from, say, Sanibel up to even Jug Creek, working all those little barrier islands, they've got a lot of deep little pockets and troughs underneath them, so there's been some real good mangrove snapper, a few bigger redfish. There's even been an occasional, like, 10-pound gag underneath there.
Wow. Matt Lachey, anything out of Matt Lachey?
Matt Lachey is still a little bit inconsistent right now. The Indian Fields right there is doing pretty good on redfish and trout. But the actual bridge itself has still been a little spotty because the sheep's head kind of got to move around to that backside to get in there to get in a little bit better numbers. But they are still catching a few here and there. It's just starting to rev up a little bit for them on the sheep head part of it.
All right. Coming up towards Two Pines, the burnt store area in there?
That's been good, but it's mainly trout. And most of them are on the smaller side with a few bigger ones out in the deeper sand holes. And it seems like pretty much anywhere you go other than the west wall, the consistent depth for the bigger trout has been like that 4 to 6 foot mark. And just drifting is going to be your better numbers to look or better quality fish. Now, if you're catching a lot of little trout, move to the next spot because little guys always school up in mass numbers. Big trout don't.
Well, and I guess the big question is from Pirate Harbor up to Alligator Creek, the east side, what's going on in the East Keys?
A lot of bonnethead sharks out on the flats with a few nice trout. Still some scattered redfish out in those sand holes, and then a lot of redfish up along the bushes with some nicer snook. Not legal size snook, even though season's closed, most of them are in that, you know, 15 to 24 inch range. Been an oddball flounder over there, some oddball pompano, kind of a mixed bag of stuff, but mainly closer Pirate Harbor, Hobbs Point.
Okay, so the big question, what's Robert's pick of the day? Where would you go? What bait would you use?
Me personally, I would still be concentrating all my efforts on the backside of Boca, from the Three Sisters out to the pass or around Cayo Palau down to Pelican Cove or Pelican Bay. Fishing for a variety of stuff, snook, redfish, sheep's head, flounder. And I would be throwing shrimp, but I'd be definitely taking some cut bait with me, like some cut sardines, cut mullet.
So if you can get white fish, bait, grab it.
Yeah.
But shrimp will carry you, but having more bigger variety, because one person would be fishing one kind of bait and the other person fishing the other, see which one they're going to hit.
Absolutely.
And fishing the mouths of the canals, the docks, the phosphate dock north along that intercoastal waterway is your best bet today.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'm almost think we're kind of running out of time here. Yep, there goes the music. And that means we're going to be wrapping up another Radio Fishing. And this is Fishing Frank and Robert's Fishing Report, our number one feature on Radio Fishing. And thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening. And tell a couple of your friends about it. We're hoping this is going to work for a while. And any last goodbyes, Robert?
No, just thank you for everybody, and thanks for all you guys taking care of us and making the shop what it is, and thank Frank for everything that he does. You know, it's pretty wonderful. We're pretty lucky, so we appreciate all you guys and everything you do.
Okay, guys. Well, on a rather sentimental closing of Radio Fishing, this is Fishing Frank and Robert. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll catch you on the next Radio Fishing.